Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the third parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis and Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah taught us that in a situation where a person is separating truma for a barrel of wine, and he realizes that after he separated truma, that the truma separation is chometz, it is vinegar. So the Mishnah said that if he knows for a fact that it was vinegar from before he separated truma, then he has to separate truma again because he separated vinegar when he was supposed to separate wine. If, however, he knows for a fact that it only became vinegar after it was separated as truma, then he separated wine, and therefore the separation of truma was valid. But then the Mishnah said that if he's mesupik, if he's not sure when did this truma become vinegar, he has to separate truma again, what was already separated as truma, and again he has to separate truma once again. Then the Mishnah concluded by saying that both of these separations, both of these trumos that we have separated, there's this suffix, there's a doubt about when it became vinegar. So the lach of meduma doesn't apply to them. That namely, that if you have a mixture of chul and of regular food, and any of these, either of these two pieces of suffix of doubtful truma, then the halach of Menduma wouldn't apply, the halach of Bittel Barov would apply, and all you would need is a majority of chul and a majority of regular food for you to be able to eat it, even if there's these truma mixed in it. So we're continuing that on that topic in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says, Nafla achas mehen l'socha chul. And again, we have these two piles of truma, both of which are suffic. We're not sure. Are they truma? When did they become chometz? And if one of the piles of truma falls into chul and ain't a medamat, and like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the halach of meduma doesn't apply. Suffic derabanan lakula, the halach of meduma is only a midderabanan, it's a din derabanan, it's a rabbinic edict, it's a rabbinic halacha, and therefore we don't require there to be 1/100th or less of truma for it to work, and therefore we would just require bitzel barov, meduma wouldn't apply. Similarly, nafla shnila makom acher, if the second pile of truma, of suffic truma from the previous mission of chometz, falls into chulin, in a medamat, and halach of meduma there wouldn't apply as well. Again, suffic derabanan lakula, meduma only applies when you know for a fact that this is truma. However, says the Mishnah, Naflu shtein l'makom echad. Let's say both of these truma separations fall into one pile of chul, one pile of regular food. Then midamaos kikatana shebishtehen. Then there is the halacha of meduma, because we know for a fact one of them is truma. We don't know which one. We're a suffik, we're mesupik, we're in doubt as to which one was which one's truma. Did it become chometz before or not? But we know one of them is truma. So if both of them fall into one pile, then we assume that chulin, the halacha of meduma, would apply because there's no doubt, there's no suffake about it. We know for a fact that truma is in that pile of chulin. However, kikitana shebishtayin. However, says the Mishnah, we calculate the 1/100th based on the smaller amount of truma. You have these two piles, and presumably the second group of truma that was taken is the smaller pile, because the percentage is taken after the first separation of truma was already separated. So the second pile, the chora, is the smaller one. Therefore, the halacha of meduma would apply, but it's a little bit more lenient because it's going to be based on the calculation of 1/100th is based on the smaller of these two separations of truma, of chometz, of the vinegar. Now, continuing with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. As we learned in the beginning of Maseches Truma, you're not allowed to separate truma without the permission of the owner. You can't just go into someone's field and separate truma. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Hashutafin Shetarmu Zachar Zeh. Let's say you have shutfin, you have partners, and they separate truma one after the other. They don't realize, one of the partners, you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven separates, and Shimon separates, and Shimon doesn't even know that Reuven separated already before him. So they're both separating from their crops. Rabbi Akiva says, Trumas Shnehem Truma. Both of the separations of truma are valid separations, and they're considered to be valid separations of truma. Rabbi Akiva seems to be assuming that partners also can't separate without permission from one another, and therefore they each need to separate their own truma. They can't separate, one person can't separate truma from the other. And that would basically mean, as the Bartanura points out, that each one is separating, so half of what each of them separate is considered to be truma, and half of what each of them separate is considered to be chulin. However, as the Bartanura says, we don't know which one, which part is chulin, which part is regular food, and which part is truma. So therefore what happens is, each or both Reuven and Shimon have to then take what they separated, bring it to a Kohen. Half of it belongs to the Kohen because it's truma, but the Kohen has to basically buy the other half from Reuven and Shimon, because again, half of it is truma, belongs to the Kohen, but half of it is chulin, is regular, and therefore it would buy it from either of these partners. However, v'chachamim omrin, the chachamim say, trumas harishon, truma. The chachamim say no, that the first separation is valid. That's considered to be a real separation, because the chachamim assume, that partners do separate one for the other, and therefore the first separation is truma, and the second separation, according to the chachamim, is nothing. Completely meaningless, completely purposeless. It was just regular chulin, just regular food. Rabbi Yossi says, and he's trying to clarify the opinion of the Chachamim, Im Taram Harishon Kashir, if the first person who separated Truma, the first one of the partners, he separates the right amount, he separates 1/50th, 2%, and he separates that appropriate amount, Ein Truma Sasheni Truma, and the second guy, the second partner who comes and separates Truma, is completely irrelevant. What he separates is meaningless, because the first guy did it appropriately, did the right amount. However, the Im Lo Taram Harishon Kashir, but if the first guy, the first partner, doesn't separate the 1/50th, the 2%, Trumas Hasheni Truma, the separation of the second person is a valid term, because we assume that he would have wanted the appropriate shear, the appropriate measurement, the appropriate amount of Truma to be separated. And therefore, this is Rabbi Yossi's sort of compromised opinion within the opinion of the Chacham, trying to explain the opinion of the Chacham, saying that it depends how much did the first partner separate, did he separate the appropriate amount or not. If he separated the appropriate amount, then Lachora, the second partner is okay with that, but if he didn't, then the second partner would have wanted to separate the Truma for himself. Quick review, Paragil Mishnah Beis taught us that with this chometz, this vinegar that we have, where we're mesupik, we're in doubt, is it truma or not? So we said that if each one falls into a different pile of chulin, then each pile of chulin, the halacha of meduma doesn't apply. However, if they both fall into the same pile of chulin, then the halacha of meduma would apply, because we know for a fact that one of them is truma and they're both in the exact same pile of chulin. And however, we do measure based on the smaller of these measurements, the smaller of the chometz, the second group, the second pile of the truma. And then Paragim Mishnah Gimel discussed the case of partners, where each one separates truma one after the other without knowing that the first person already did it. And Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that both of them separated valid truma, and because he assumes that partners can't separate for another, therefore half of each person separation is truma and half of each person separation is chulin. And the Chachamim said no, that the first person who separated truma, that was considered to be a valid separation of truma. However, Rabbi Yossi comes along and explains the opinion of the Chachamim to say that if the first person separated truma in the appropriate amount, the 1/50th, the 2%, then the second person was happy with that and would not have wanted to separate truma again. But if the first person did not separate the appropriate amount, then according to Rabbi Yossi, within the opinion of the Chachamim, then the second person's truma is valid, because we assume that he would have wanted to separate the appropriate amount. Have a great day.